in order to bring forth, call forth, call things that be not as though they were, mm-hmm. in order to experience this in this natural realm, this 3D realm, first you gotta hear it. It's something that goes on when you...
Yeah, so let me get you right there as we're flowing here. You gotta hear it.
Right.
But if you hear it, mm-hmm. and you don't receive it or believe it,
right,
you can't speak it forward.
So the next step is what?
You gotta speak it.
You gotta speak it. Oh, right. My goodness, you're flowing, bro.
Right. So, come on. You know,
you hear it, then you speak it.
Right.
What is that?
That's the Big Bang.
Man, no. No, that's that. Hey, that,
that's the Big Bang. That,
we want to welcome you back to another episode of The Big Bang, brought to you by Kingdom Culture Agency, and I'm your host, Poet Presley. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors at Got Success. Make sure you definitely go to gotsuccessstore.com and cop some merch. Today, I'm super excited. I'm going to get to talk to you all about the hidden power of faith, the secret hidden power of faith. Let me be clear. And I have the perfect person here to speak about that with you all. His name is Robert Wilson. Rob is the owner of Alpha Moving and Storage, and their motto is faith can move mountains, Alpha moves everything else. So even starting at that point, I knew he was the best person to bring on today's show. Rob started off in Clarksville, Tennessee. He started at a local moving agency, the Mayflower. Now, I don't know how old you all are, but if you can remember that big green truck with the yellow Mayflower right in on it, I know. If you can remember that, then that's how long he's been in this game. But it was at the Mayflower where he was able to grow that passion of moving families forward. And look at him today. A decade later, he's literally helped thousands and thousands of families move forward. So Alpha has grown from just your typical moving company to a trusted partner that families are able to connect with to help them move forward literally around the United States of America. And not only that, something that's super powerful is that he also serves as the outreach coordinator for the Clarksville Business Association, and they're constantly giving back to the community. So just his passion and his drive to help people is fantastic. But the best part of it all is that he's done it all off of his faith. Rob, what's up, bro?
Just thank you for having me here on the podcast with you at the Big Bang. It's just a blessing to be here right now. And for the warm introduction, man, you just made me feel good about myself hearing that. And I give all the glory to God for my success. You know, my faith is something that I'm actively working on and pursuing every day to be a better person, to be a better servant, a better business owner, father, you name it. My faith is a part of that. And my faith and testimony in business is something that I work on every day. And God's been good to me. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be here to testify on that. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to get straight to it, bro. I want to go into a little detail about your introduction to the moving company. Tell us a little bit about those early days at, at the Mayflower.
Absolutely. So, you know, the moving company started out for me as a summer job. Mm-hmm. I went to college for two semesters, didn't work out, and had a little more fun than I needed to. Ended up back at home after a short career or a short college term, and started working in the moving business. Started out as a laborer at Mayflower.
Right.
Actually, the company was Schrecker Moving and Storage.
Right.
So I come back home from college and start working for this company. I'm moving boxes, working in the heat, working on the back of the truck, and I was getting paid every day. And I thought it was, you know, pretty good money at the time, you know, being 19, 20 years old, coming home with $100 a day. I was happy. So I learned a lot about moving boxes.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's kind of where it started for me in the moving career. Right. You know, fast forward, unless you go ask me a question. I feel like you're going to ask me something.
Bruh, flow, bro.
Yeah,
flow,
for sure.
Bro.
No.
Flow, bro.
So like 8 years later, I'm still working with the company.
Yeah.
I didn't really choose moving. It chose me.
Right. Well, okay. But so moving chose you, right? Right?
Yeah.
So why Alpha? It could have been anything in the world, but if moving chose you, why did you name it Alpha?
That's a good question. I had a guy ask me that over this past weekend. And, you know, I was at a time in my life where I was having to lean in on my faith. And so, you know, Alpha came to mind. And that is really where my faith grew a lot, was leaning in on God to direct my decisions for business. I've always told people the best business partner to have is God.
Hallelujah.
The best business partner to have is God, because business is trying.
Business is
tough. And I didn't learn about that until I really started applying my faith in Christ to help me navigate through everyday business decisions.
Right.
So even before Alpha, when I was working at Mayflower, my faith wasn't really there. I wasn't strong in my faith. My walk of faith occurred a little bit later in life, and everybody's comes at a different time. And mine came as I was starting Alpha, hence the name.
Right.
And, you know, that's where I really started leaning in and learning about faith.
Okay. So look, bro, tell me about some key milestones in the early days of Alpha that when you was like, oh, okay, dang, like, okay. Hi, God.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, really that first job, my mother-in-law was actually the first person that wrote us a check, Mary Durrett.
Really?
And
I didn't know.
Yeah, she did. She did. She wrote us a check and I'll never forget that. And I got to, bless my mother-in-law with a move that she hired us for. And, it was great. But that was cool. But I would have to say, you know, over the years of growing, looking back and just, you know, leaning in on my faith, like, God, I don't know where the next job's going to come. Sometimes the books look like there's nothing that's going to happen. And I'm like, Lord, help us. We need the work, being specific with our prayers. And God knows what you need better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what the situation looks like. He will provide for you. And he showed me that through my early years of business. As long as I just focus on him, what's it say? Seek the kingdom of righteousness and all these things will be added to you. So as my faith was growing, with the Lord, he was working through my business and giving me opportunities to show up more. So.
Yeah.
Though, you know, really just having the work at first, starting a business is tough enough, knowing what you're going to do the next day. So, you know, I look back at that to the point where we are now, you know, we're doing a couple moves a day, probably 15 to 20 a week, which is such a blessing. I tell all my people every morning, you know, we gather together, say a prayer before we start today. And I really just go before them and thank the Lord for the opportunities that we've been supplied. To move families forward. So again, it's like, it's not about what I've done. It's about what God's done through me.
For sure.
And giving him the credit where it's deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And man, that's powerful.
Yeah, man.
It's so powerful because I'm telling you, I was actually talking to my sister today, right? And she was like, yeah, I was in Clarksville. I saw Robbie's truck.
Yeah.
And like, I'm thinking like, nah, he really faith that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I want to go into a little detail, maybe your toughest trials and tribulations. Like, what's a situation that you've had? You probably had a lot in Alpha, right?
Come on.
That you've really had to apply that faith and not walk by sight because it looks crazy, right?
Sure.
But you really had to stay in that faith realm, like.
Yeah, no. One thing that just kind of pops into mind, you know, getting started, you know, when I first started in the business, I had a trailer and a truck.
Right.
And I'd move whatever anybody'd let me move. And then I got some beat up trucks. And I'm talking some beat up trucks to start, you know, moving people's furniture, which was a blessing at the time. And I remember we used to park in this parking lot that one of my good buddies let me borrow for a short period of time. And we'd meet in the parking lot.
Favor.
Yeah, I got some favor there from a friend that allowed me to use that parking lot. And so we would dispatch out of there. And I remember coming into work to start the day. And I had two trucks over there. And I had I think it was about four or five guys that met me there that morning. We had two separate jobs. One truck went this way and I was in the other truck to take off. And as we took off, I tried to hit the brakes and they just kind of like went to the floor.
The brakes didn't work?
Yeah, the brakes weren't working on the truck. And I'm like, man, what is going on? I don't need any hiccups for today.
Right.
Well, somebody came and cut the brake lines on my truck. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how are you supposed to get through the day? So I had to rely on my faith there. I'm like, God, what you want me to do?
Right.
Yeah. You know what God says? The word of God says, pray for your enemies. Yeah. That's what I did. Crazy enough, that's what I did. I was like, you know what? Somebody, and it was obvious that somebody came and cut my brake lines. I don't know who you are out there, but I'm praying for you now still.
Yeah.
But you know what? I realized that not everybody's for your success.
No.
Not everybody is for your growth. But when God has a plan for you, nobody can stop you from getting what he has for you. So, you know, that day, I'm relying on my faith to get through the day. And we went and rented a truck and did the move. And I got the brake lines fixed eventually. But, you know, it spoke to me. Not everybody's for you, for you or what you're doing.
Right.
But it don't matter.
No.
Because if God's got a plan for you.
Talk that talk,
and
bro.
If you have faith,
it'll
come to pass.
Because, say it. Faith can do what?
Move mountains.
And Alpha does what?
Moves everything else.
So it had to go that day. We had to get it.
That's exactly it, man.
Man, that's super powerful. And I see, I was going to ask you to talk about the importance of faith in business, but I think You're explaining it to us, right? Because you could have let that mess up your whole entire day, right? Stop the production, stop being productive. But I do think because you are a man of faith, I know you're blessing a lot of people. Tell me more about how you're applying faith in your day-to-day routine. So with your family, with the employees, because everybody, you know, it's hard. Then we ain't religious, but you're saying you're praying with your team, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get to being able to do that? And it's like the norm for you to bless your team every morning and no one's like, oh, well, I'm not this. I don't pray, you know?
Man, it's something that I still got to work on every single day.
Mm. Right.
I don't get it right. I mess up all the time. Mm. It's my faith.
Oh my goodness! Come on,
that pushes me through to the next day. So it's just, you know, faith is something that you got to work and you got to practice at every day. Mm. And you mess up, you go back and you practice again. And you know, that constant pursuit of you know, relying on God to see you through.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You brought it up. You said you got to constantly work on that every day, right? All right, let's go to the verse.
Okay.
The Bible says that faith is a servant and you got to constantly keep your servant working around you. It's like you don't bring the servant in the house and you're the master. Come on, master your faith. You're the master and your servant comes to your dinner table and sits down and start eating and you're the master. So that's your faith. You keep it working. You keep applying that faith towards your business. Yeah,
you gotta break down the scripture to me because I want you to. I mean, a lot of people are going to hear that and they're going to be like, "Man, faith's a servant." Can you elaborate on that for us just a little bit? Because you know, I hear you. Faith is something that you have to work.
Yeah.
Right. You've got to work at it. every day, and I'm working on my faith every day.
Well, look, let's do it. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you exactly what it is, and it's just like Luke chapter 1 Luke chapter 17 verse 7 to 10, right?
Okay.
Let's get into it because
yeah,
you asked me about it.
I mean, this is the big bang, right?
Yeah, man, look, this is
Come on.
Big bang. Let's do it. It says, I leave you with these words, right? Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone serves, they should do it with the strength God provides so that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ, right? That may not be the exact verse. I'm going to throw it up at the end of this series, right? This episode, but definitely, right? So I just wanted to highlight that. Now, what I want to say, and this leads to that, right, is how have you used faith as a source of strength? Like, how have you used this principle, this spiritual principle, to get you through the darkest times? Because they may see you right now. You may be dominating in this region as a relocation provider, right? But it's not always been like that. When I think about even moving companies, a lot of people think that that's like a lower tier job. Mm-hmm. You have lower tier people around you. You don't go to college for it. So there's no sense of education or prestigious certification that you receive, right? But at the level you're doing it, mm-hmm. and not to have that, you have to be applying. Something has to be in your favor.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough job. And the fact that I'm able to do it to provide opportunity to me, to other people is a blessing. I always tell my team, you know, it's a blessing to be a blessing to people. It's a blessing to go into somebody's home and help them in a stressful situation that they may be in to move them and their family forward.
Right.
You know, we're getting to be a part of somebody's transition.
Right.
So it's all about perspective, how you look at things. And, you know, you can look at it as a dead-end job. You know, you're not going to go anywhere. But I think that has a lot to do with the culture that you create within your environment. If you got a good culture, which we've worked on our culture at Alpha,
right?
You know,
there you go.
What we believe in and what we stand for and our company values and what we're looking to do when we move a family forward. It's not just a move. Now, getting everybody bought in on that process is harder done than said.
No, we're going to call for some more.
Right, right. You know, what I've realized really getting into business is you got to, as the head and not the tail, you have to paint the vision. You've got to see the vision and then bring people along with you along the way, empower other folks to make decisions and do things. So, yeah.
So going into these different people homes, right? There has to be a level of trust that you build with the customer. Tell us about the importance about your reputation. I'm pretty sure now to the point with you being Alpha Moving and Storage, you have a lot of customers that just hire you off of your name and your reputation off these 5-star reviews.
Man, 5-star reviews are nice. And they certainly help, you know, with your reputation on Google and any referral that we get. But really at the point, you know, where I'm at now with my team, it's definitely not just, it's not me. I mean, I don't, you know, at first I was on every single move and I was working really hard and diligently to get that 5-star review. And now, you know, I've got a team of people, so I've got to get people bought in, you know, on the vision and providing our services, providing professional moving services to our customers. So when our customers call us, they're expecting a certain level of service based off of our reputation. It's my job now to make sure my team represents that on every single move.
Right.
So my roles have shifted since day one. You know, God will elevate you if you let him.
If you let him.
If you let him. And
how do you do that?
By faith. By faith. And, you know, definitely my faith brought me, you know, here today.
So
I want to ask you a question.
Go
right?
ahead.
Let's say I want to do something, right? I want to build this great company. I want to build this great company, right? I don't have anything to start. I don't have the money. I don't have the people. I don't have the resources, right? How can I apply my faith to manifest that company or manifest that dream job? What does that entail, right? We're talking about it, but what are the steps, I guess?
I will tell you personal experience.
Come on.
What I have seen. My walk of faith has started in my late 20s, I would say. And I've learned along the way, you know, it's not about being perfect. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to have the most money to start a business. You don't have to have anything. If you got a vision and you got God on your team, you can pursue anything. You can accomplish anything. And, you know, there's things that you can do to apply your faith that will help get you there. Reading the Word of God is one. Applying the Word.
Why is it important to read the Word?
Because faith comes by hearing.
It comes. Come on, look.
Hearing the Word of God.
That's how it comes. So
right.
The first thing, the first step, we going into it now. The first step, if someone wants to discover the secret hidden power of faith, is that you have to read the Word, because faith comes by what?
Hearing the Word of God.
Hearing the Word of God.
Right.
So you don't have to know anything, but right. If you just start off by hearing, because I now going to take you to another step, right?
Okay.
Because if you start hearing the Word of God, then you'll start to do what? Renew your mind. It's so many systems set in place that wants to take your true essence of what God has promised for you. Because like you said, you're supposed to be the head and not the tail.
Right.
You're supposed to be first at everything you do. So how do you do it?
So when I heard that, you're the head and not the tail, you really got to believe that.
Come on.
First, if you don't believe it, you know, if you don't believe that to be true, then you're not going to be the head. You're going to be the tail.
Right.
And, you know, really reading that Word. And so at the beginning of my faith, you know, that was something that I wasn't doing. I wasn't reading the Word of God, and I wasn't applying the Word to my life.
Right. That's next.
Well, okay. But start, you know, that's where it starts.
Right.
First you hear it.
Right. Okay. So take us to the next. So after you then read, you said you wasn't doing that at first, because in order to bring forth, call things that be not as though they were, in order to experience this in this natural realm, this 3D realm, first you gotta hear it. It's something that goes on when you...
So let me get you right there as we're flowing here. You gotta hear it.
Right.
But if you hear it and you don't receive it or believe it,
right,
you can't speak it forward.
So the next step is what?
You got to speak it.
You got to speak it. Oh, right. My goodness, you're flowing, bro.
Right. So,
come on.
You know.
You hear it, then you speak it.
Right.
What
right.
is that?
That's the Big Bang.
No. No,
that's the Big Bang.
That's the Big Bang. If you caught that, then your mind about to be blown. But
that's the Big Bang. So God gives us authority, right?
Right.
With our words. What God do? He said, let there be light.
Come
boom,
on.
Boom, there's the Big Bang. That was the Big Bang right there. And, you know, faith allows me to believe that.
Come on, bro.
Faith allows me to believe that. And that's what I choose to believe to be true. And I know it's true in my heart.
Yeah.
And so once you can believe that.
Right.
And then you can believe God's word.
Right.
And then you can receive it in your heart.
Right.
And start decreeing and declaring his word.
Come on, bro. You turn.
Now you can start applying faith in your everyday life.
That's how you apply it. So if we can give the viewers, I'm taking from what you said, three simple steps, right? Let's say them.
Yeah.
Hearing the word.
Believing
it.
Speaking it.
And speaking it. So once you come into alignment, once you're aligned mentally, right? Spiritually, your words are aligned, because words are what? spirit.
Right.
God said, my words are spirit and life, right? So once you have that alignment and you start to do those things simultaneously, oh, here comes the power. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Man, I to go back on that, I think that, you know, you just have to receive it by faith. At first, when I first heard, you know, about Jesus,
right,
I was like, you know, I was very carnal minded. And
what does that mean?
Just you're not receiving it by faith. You think of the worldly things.
Worldly.
You know, it doesn't sound right, so you don't believe it.
It don't make sense.
It don't make sense.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, who is Jesus? Why is this guy important? Mm-hmm. What did he do? And how is this even relevant to my life, something that happened 2,000 years ago? So you start having those questions about how is this important to my life? And you really just got to jump off the ledge of faith to receive that. And then there comes a point where you go, I believe that.
Right.
I believe the message there. And it, once I decided to make that decision, my dad used to tell me growing up, he said, son, you know, life is about choices. The choices that you make today are going to affect your success tomorrow.
Right. Good success.
Good success. So make good choices.
Right.
You know, I never applied that into the world of faith or believing in Jesus Christ.
Right.
But that is the most important decision any person can ever make in their entire life. Yeah. Is to accept Christ into their heart as their Lord and Savior. And as soon as I did that, as soon as I truly did that, that's when the shift in my life started happening.
You know what they say.
What they say?
When the kingdom comes, everything changes. And that, I want to get a little scientific, right?
Okay.
So there's been studies shown that when I'm feeling sick or I'm in some sort of low vibrational state, the cells in my body move sluggish. And literally, when I'm happy, when I'm joyful, my cells are, you can literally see the difference. So imagine this sound vibration that we have going off. Imagine how you're operating in this time-space reality when you're operating from a high positive state. You literally see it on a science level, right? And what I tell people a lot of times is that our words are so powerful that not only must you have faith, but you can't open the book or you can't decree this word and say it from a sluggish state. You can't say it in disbelief, because literally when you say it from a certain place, when you have a certain frequency in your body, your words change the electrons, the neutrons, the protons. See, we can't see all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you put this strand of grass underneath this microscope in its purest form, what are you going to see? Molecules moving around, right? Mm-hmm. If you put your hand underneath that microscope in its purest form, what are you going to see? Molecules, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we go to say God is everything and God is everywhere. And the first thing he ever did was what? Speak, right? So with that being said, now I want to transition a little bit, but I want to talk about just your impact in the community. Tell us a little more about your being an outreach coordinator for the Clarksville Business Association, how you got involved in that, you know, just more details
on
that.
Yeah, so it's actually Clarksville Business Allies is a networking group in Clarksville that I've been a part of going on for about a year now. Carrie Lovato is the president there, and she does an awesome job running that organization. She brought me on as an outreach coordinator. It's a role that I have taken on and I'm embracing and learning a lot about. You know, I'm still learning this role and I'm still trying to find ways to help people in the community with their nonprofits and ways to give back.
Right.
But it's a great thing and it's a great group. And I meet with them every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Either me or my team member, we go out there to help. And It's something that we enjoy doing, giving back. And it's honestly something that we're looking to do towards business as well within Alpha, to partner with nonprofits to give back. So,
right. So tell me something that you all have done in the community. Like what, give me examples.
Yes. Yeah, so we're partnering with, businesses every month to raise money.
Right.
I can't even think of the business that we partnered with last month. It's on the tip of my head.
What did y'all do with them? What was they raising money for?
Just for their local nonprofit. Oh my goodness, I can't even think of the name. But it was to give back to children that get caught up in trafficking.
Like what type? What do you mean trafficking?
Like, you know, children, the sex trafficking and how people get caught in, or kids get caught in this.
So these are like these people rescued?
Yes. And I'll have to get the name of the organization and we'll have to tag it in at the end of this. I can't even think of it right now. But we're always looking to partner with people that are giving back to the community for a good cause. So that's one of the partnerships that we did. And we're looking specifically to partner with four going into the next year to be an impact on those as well. So
that's huge.
Yeah, man.
That's huge. Where can they, how can they contact you?
They can go to Clarksville Business Allies webpage. I think it's www.clarksvillebusinessallies.com.
Right. We'll put it up.
And you can look on the link there to find how to get a hold of us.
Yeah. So how has your faith inspired you to even want to be a part of something like this? Like, because you're a giant in the faith world, I know it's a reason. I know you're being led to do these things. You're not just like, oh, man, I'm about to go sign up for that. Like, why is that?
Well, I just felt led to honestly go to the meeting one day. You know, you got to move in order for God to move. And so I've made a decision to go one day. And it kind of just, you know, things just happen when you get out of your comfort zone. I didn't really want to go to the, you know, network meeting, to be honest with you, at first.
why did you go to that?
Because I know I needed to grow and I needed to be a part of the community. I needed to network with other businesses. These are things you have to do in business to grow. So it was something that was, I don't want to say I didn't want to do, but it was just uncomfortable at first.
Right. It's always like that.
Right. And I've learned a lot about being a part of that group as well, you know. So I think there's always good that comes on the back end of decisions of doing what you need to do instead of doing what you want to do. That goes right back into faith, you know, being spirit led or being flesh led, you know, your spirit, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, we got to operate off faith to be spirit led.
Right.
So, I try to make my decisions off of that in life, you know?
You know, one thing that's important that you just said, and I want you to touch on, is that a lot of times when you're walking in faith, it feels very uncomfortable.
Yeah. You need to have that big bang drop button. Yeah. No, seriously, it does. And that's how you know you're walking in faith, because faith should never.
You just called it forth. Come on, stop playing. You just called it forth. Did it just drop?
It just dropped.
Come on.
So, yeah, that's how you know you're walking in a faith realm. If it don't feel right.
Yeah.
But you know God's got it, and he's proven that he's going to see you through it. Stay there.
Yeah.
Stay there.
I think it's very important to highlight, oftentimes, to get anything by faith. Remember, we're talking about the secret hidden power. So by faith, you can get healed. By faith, you can gain tangible items. Mm-hmm. So I like to say a lot of times with my partners, when they come and they're like, man, we want to partner up. We want to go to the next level. We're here to scale, whatever. I start from the very beginning is that, look, our currency is no longer the United States dollar. Mm-hmm. Everything that we're going to do together, we got to do it by faith.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going by these rules, regulations.
Yeah.
I might not have the best certificates. I don't have any of that. I need revelation. I want to be told by God what to do. And when we come together and agree upon it, we see it and we're like, man,
okay, look, this is okay. Look, you got me started. I want you to tell them about a time we didn't utilize faith, that I've been with you and you literally done something by faith. There's many times, but I want you to give a specific example.
Yeah. So one thing I want to backdrop before I go into that was thinking of this past weekend. I just got back from this Moving Mastery Summit out in Scottsdale, Arizona. One of the guys on stage was talking about numbers, and everybody's there to learn and pick up tidbits of business information. And he's like, you got to know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. You can't just hold your hands and pray to baby Jesus that you're going to succeed. And I'm thinking to the back of my mind, I mean, that's exactly what I've done. I fold my hands and pray to God, get me through it, or, you know, increase my business, this, that, and the third. So, you know, it goes to perspective on how you run your business. I've applied faith in my business to get me to
you applied it though.
Right. Right. In prayer. And if we're going right into what you said, you know, about things that you've seen in the tangible.
Right, right, right.
You know, faith is the unseen.
Right, 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 right.
So when we're talking about speaking things, praying, and specifically you and me coming into agreement in prayer and being very specific with a financial goal.
Right. Or any goal.
Or any goal.
Yeah. Tell
any goal.
Tell them about your trucks, what you would do before you got your new truck. Literally, you would do what?
Well, we'd pray for the trucks.
He would literally lay hands on the truck and thank God that he had a new truck.
Oh, man, look, I remember the day that you and me went to go pick up the first wrapped Alpha truck. Shout out to Sergio Rodriguez for the wrap.
Shout out.
He did it out of his house, and you and me went to go pick it up. And, man, it just looked so good. I was so proud that day because I remember praying, like, man, God, I want a wrap truck one day. It looks good that we can do business out of. And we went to go pick it up, and it was a happy moment.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think you were more excited than me. You're like, oh, man, yes, he's walking over there. I'm like, oh, I guess we better go pray for the truck now. You know, and we did. And we did just that. And, you know, it takes me back to the time, you know, being very specific, when we're talking about having a supernatural month. And
All right, come on, open it up.
You and me come in agreement and you know, call forth, you know, I wanted to make $50,000 in 1 month.
Right.
And, you know, we spoke it in prayer and it came to pass. And, you know, I've realized God is not a magic genie lamp. You don't just rub your hands and say, boom, I want $1 million, do it. But if you're applying faith every day,
right,
if you're praying and you're walking in alignment with God's will on your life,
right.
And it's part of his plan for you to get his word out and to get his message out. It could be through moving or taking pictures or you know, whatever you're doing.
You want to know what's important, bro?
Go ahead.
Man, I feel the spirit, bro.
Come on.
God's so good to you because God has given you so much and you literally have only blessed more people. So I think that's important with even supernatural wealth transfer, right? We know it's real. We've literally experienced it, right? But it's not for you. With you doing all these things in the community, and I've always told people is that Rob is a man of God. If you honestly feel like something is not right with him, if you go to him and you're like, hey, I honestly don't believe that this is just. He's going to be convicted every time. He is a man of God, right? So it's just amazing to see how God has used you literally for his glory.
Yeah, no, I'm thankful for it. And it's good to have people like you in my life that bring, you know, that believe in me the way that you do.
Yeah.
It helps with my faith as well. So I'm thankful for our friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thank God, iron sharpens iron, right?
That's right.
So iron that's another. So talk about, all right, now, why is it important to now? So not only must you operate in this state of being, faith is a state of being. You have to literally wake up with a certain mindset. You have to speak a certain way. And your energy that you're expressing has to be in what? Alignment. So we have to daily align ourselves with the word of God.
Yeah, I think that's just checking yourself daily, dying to your your flesh, which is hard to do for for anybody.
Right.
We all mess up, we all make mistakes, but it's dying to yourself and fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight of what?
Faith.
Faith. And you know something I just thought about, bro, is that the reason why you can't lean on the flesh is because words, you can't touch them. Your belief, you can't touch that. Mm-hmm. And what you're expressing, you can't touch that. So all of those things are what? Spiritual. So in order to dominate on this physical plane, you have to work from a higher, right? From this higher power. So now I want to talk about, as you start to get in faith, right? And fighting, it's a fight, right? So now we're fight the good fight of faith. How do you overcome fear and doubt and those negative voices that are like, you're not going to get this truck. You're not going to grow this company.
Well, let me ask you something real quick we go into that. Why do you think it's a fight, the good fight of faith? That's in the word.
Right.
We fight the good fight of faith.
The good fight.
The good fight of
faith. Right, right. It's a good fight.
Why do you think it's a good fight of faith?
Okay, so the reason why this fight is so good is because you always win. We don't, as a believer, and look, I want people to really stand in this. We don't win a few, lose a few.
Right.
We always win.
That's right.
All things happen for our good. And the reason why it's really good is because God is going to honor your faith. The Bible says, so what if man doesn't believe? God said he can change the heart of a king. Mm. So a lot of times, we wrestle not with what? Flesh and blood, but with principalities. So I'm never looking at the person or the circumstance, the bill, the relationship.
Right.
I'm going to the spirit and I'm seeing, like you said, the dude who cut your brakes. I'm praying that those things, whoever it was, bless them, right?
Right.
And I'm about to say something, but God bless that person.
Sure.
But that's why the fight is always good, because your faith will be honored. Everything that I have as well has coming off my faith, right?
So we always win.
We always win.
Alex, hit the big bang button.
Oh, okay.
No, that's it. And it's a good fight because we always win.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about it today coming up here. Sometimes my mind just goes off and I'm thinking like, you know, what is one of the best benefits of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Okay.
And I was thinking about when I was young in my faith. And I still feel young in my faith. I'm learning every day. But what was like the, you know, what's a good benefit of that?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, eternal life in heaven sounds pretty good. Like, I don't.
The eternal.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, everything on earth is great. You know, the experiences that we get to have, you know, having a family business. I'm just so blessed to have the things and the tangibles that I have in my life now.
But you different. Because you got people out here who say that they believe in God and they broke all the time. They sick all the time. So there has to be some sort of misalignment. We're not coming here saying. So I think the most important thing that we must highlight to people is that it says that a good tree can bear good fruit. A bad tree will bear bad fruit. A good tree can't bear bad fruit, and a bad tree can't bear good fruit. So we're all about seeing the fruit. We want to be fruitful. We want to live in prosperity.
Right.
I want to be able to use this same God. And if I have some sort of sickness or illness, I want to be able to call on this platform and you using this name in the name of Jesus, every cell in my body is perfect and I want to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people focus on the eternal. Like, oh, when I get to heaven. No. The benefits is now. I want it now.
Now, yeah.
So
I think that just goes into with if you want those heavenly benefits, you got to apply that heavenly faith.
Yeah, works without faith is dead, right? So, again, how have you overcame fearful situation? How do you overcome that doubt and fear? Because look, that's a lot of people problem. Either you got faith or fear.
Yeah.
Right?
I got faith.
So how do you overcome those fearful moments?
My faith. Right. I mean, yeah, for real.
Play the simple.
Hit the big bang button again. Faith. No, seriously. Yeah. You know, when times of doubt, you know, the Bible tells us not to be anxious about anything.
So if you're anxious, that may be a sign of fear. Mm-hmm. So maybe you may do what? You may say, peace, be still. Even myself, bro, I told you last week, I had the craziest week. Mm-hmm. It was like everything was coming at me. Da-da-da, this email, this call, this mm-hmm. person, this person, right? So it's chaotic around me, right? Peace be still. Peace be still. That's all I'm saying, because I know that it's not me who doeth the work, mm-hmm. right? So like you said, when we let go and let God, we have to know also that it's not my word. I'm a lot of times like, all right, God, you said that I'll have this. I didn't say this. So you know what? This irate person who's calling me, peace be still it, right?
Now, you know, it's funny you say that, man, peace be still. And people will hear that and they're like, man, I'm not going to be able to do it. You can. I remember being in my warehouse one day and this crazy storm came by. And I remember hearing that story for the first time. I think you've shared that with me before.
Yeah.
When Jesus spoke to the storm with his disciples on the boat, they woke him up and he said, peace be still to the storm. And it went away.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. I was in my warehouse.
What did he say after that, though, if you remember? Once he told the storm, peace be still, what did he say to the disciples?
I don't know. Did he go back to sleep?
No, well, he eventually he did. But once he said, peace be still, he said, how can you have so little faith?
Yeah. Well, that's what he said, too, with, you know, where we got our slogan, faith can move mountains, Alpha can move everything else. I think it's Matthew 16:20.
Yeah.
When, you know, Jesus was with his disciples and they were trying to heal this boy. And they couldn't do it. And they came to Jesus, said they couldn't do it.
Right,
and
the demon.
And he spoke to it and said, ye have little faith.
Yeah.
If you say to this mountain,
move,
it'll move.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the big bang. You got to say the word, believe the word.
Thrown into the sea.
Man, you got to believe what you're speaking.
You got to believe what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think that's really great. And, we just got to stay there. That's why it's so important, like you said, to have people around you who can sharpen you and that can keep you in this realm.
That is the most important thing.
It's a realm. It's an environment, an atmosphere that you are in, right?
That's the most important thing that I've realized about this walk of faith.
Right.
Is that there's people that are going to add to your faith and there's people that are going to take away from it.
Yeah.
Jesus did his walk with people,
right?
Small groups. It's important to be connected to a group of people of faith. And if you're not in one, you need to get in one.
Right. Okay. I feel that.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's important to have people that you can talk about your faith with and actively sharpen one another. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, bro, I've seen just in this business world, everything I'm doing about faith. So even when people come to me, I'm like, well, look, we applying these spiritual principles in the business world to get supernatural results. So now that I done figured it out, it's pivotal that we do what? We give it back.
Yeah.
So one part about the Big Bang, which is huge for everyone who's viewing or even yourself, right? It's the power of our words and what we speak into existence or even how we speak to certain situations. I want to know, it's been a decade since the Mayflower, right?
Yeah.
And you're literally dominating as one of the top relocation providers in this region. Let's go forward to another decade. What are you calling for? What are you speaking into existence? What's next for you?
Man, that's such a hard question. And I've had that question asked the past two to three days. At the summit I went to, you know, they were talking about where do you want to be in 10 years?
Right.
How many trucks do you want to have? How many locations do you want to have? Really setting goals. And I think it's important to set goals, but I've had a hard time doing that in the past. Mm-hmm. I've shared that with you. You know, Let's go to the word again.
Come on.
God says he can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or imagine.
Right.
You know, I've realized as long as I stay close to this walk of faith,
right,
I get off track, I get back on it. You know, God continues to exceedingly abundantly show up in my life. So that's where I'm going. I'm not even really trying to, you know, set these extravagant goals and
right.
these milestones that, you know, I want to accomplish. I just want to do, I want to get better at doing what I'm supposed to do today.
Right.
And worry about that.
Yeah.
Wherever God takes me along the way is a blessing.
Yeah. And I think, you know what, what's super important? I was actually talking to somebody last week, right? And they called me and they was like, man, bro, I feel really good. I think that I'm really doing what God has called me to do. And there was a certain occupation and title that they were saying that because they were that title or in that field that they were doing what God called them to do. And the Spirit led me to tell him is that, listen, bro, there's over 8,000 promises in the Bible. Your promise by God is to be wealthy. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for you. Your promise from God is to be healthy. I pray that you, what? Say what you're going to say.
I was going to say, you pull the verse up and hit the big bang button, but
look,
keep going.
Look, your promise is to prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers, right? Mm-hmm. So once you realize that you're the loaner and not the borrower, right? Mm-hmm. Once you realize that everything you set your hands to will prosper, it's not what you do, it's being in that state of faith. So even how you talk about you not really, may not necessarily be tangible, like, oh, I want to have 50 trucks. But I can guarantee you this, as long as you keep prosperity on your mind, as long as you keep blessing people and giving and thinking about good health and take it to the next level, bro. The next time I see you, man, nothing complacent, bro. And it's important that people see a real life example of someone. And the key thing about this, hallelujah, thank you, God. The key thing about this is one thing that you're saying, you never always get it right. I tell people all the time, I'm waking up with new mercies every day, new graces every day.
That's right.
Right? And with you doing that, you remember, you don't have to know anything. The important thing, your heart has to be pure. If your heart not pure, when you're reading this word, it's not going to go deep inside
you. Let me ask you this, James.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad I brought my notebook. Sometimes when you talk, goodness, I'm just going to have to start writing notes because you're dropping jewels. But how do you purify your heart?
Okay.
How can we purify our heart?
Right. A lot of times, most people, I would say 9 out of 10 chances, they have a heart problem. And that heart problem needs to be purified through forgiveness. Maybe it's someone you haven't forgiven, so you're holding on to some sort of grudge. Maybe it's some sort of lust. You can't stop thinking about this certain item, food, relationship, whatever the sin may be, right?
Right.
It's taking your mind off of God and off of purity. The Bible says, think on these things, goodness, love, joy. So a lot of times, if you want to purify your heart, what are you thinking about? They say that the soul is connected to the heart, right? Our soul, our soku, right, is our mind, our imagination, our will. What are you thinking about? What are you utilizing your imagination for? What's your will throughout the day, right? That's your soul. So a lot of times when people are saying, oh, my soul was saved, no, your imagination has been fixed upon God. Your mind is thinking prosperity, right? So if you have a heart problem, look, renew it. Look, man.
Let's walk them through it, because everybody might need a little redose on this. How do we renew our heart? What's a quick way to purification for a sinful heart?
Man, I would just ask for forgiveness. It's a heart thing.
Let's be specific with who we asking forgiveness
for. Oh, God.
And what we pleading?
Are we pleading the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus shall prevail. So
the blood of Jesus is what purifies our sins.
Right. And you know what? There's a technology in the blood. Man, look, we're going to open up some things. But literally, if you think about your blood, and let's just get scientific, right? Some people, this is the Big Bang. We're going to go both sides. We well equipped, right?
We only on one side, but
nah, I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. But your blood holds everything in it. Mm-hmm. Literally, your blood can tell you anything. So even how they put emphasis on the blood of Jesus, that's what I was about to say something, but look, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, they used to use animals' blood sacrifice.
Right.
So there's always been a blood sacrifice.
Right.
You see blood sacrifices in every realm of a cult or whatever. Sure. I'll say it.
Yeah.
So we transition from sacrificing the blood of animals because the blood is so powerful to Jesus' blood. And when His blood was, because remember, His blood didn't come from a man. Mary had, it was the Holy Spirit. So this blood is a higher realm. It's a miracle. It's a manifestation. So this blood is not like me and your blood. Me and actually talking the other day. The Bible says that we have angels that can assist us. Every new believer has angels. If you're not putting your angels to work, I'm working mine. I'm calling them forth, right? But I was going into detail that, see, angels in a different realm, they have a different body than us. On earth, our suit is, we're earthly beings, so we have an earth suit. When you go into outer space, you have a space suit, right, to live in that environment. So that's the same thing. All right, man, we blessing them. Look, man, we blessing them. So with your faith, you can utilize your faith for angels to help you in this journey.
Yeah, call them forth, right?
So
lift you up. I remember, man, you dropped me a voice meme one day lifting me up. You're like, Robbie, we got angels. We got angels that lift us up. Lest I dash my foot upon a stone,
I should tread upon the lion and the cobra.
The young lion.
Yeah. And the serpent I shall trample underfoot. So I think that
I thought you was about to go all
man,
the way.
Man, I'm not going to. Look, man, it's coming. Look, just stay tuned. Definitely stay tuned and see what we do. So I think that it's been a blessing, bro, having you on the Big Bang. I know for a fact that there were so many jewels and key pieces of information that was released today. If you can leave our viewers with anything that you want to let them know about anything, what would we leave them with?
I say we just close it out in prayer.
Come on, bless us up.
Yeah, Lord, Heavenly Father, God, thank you for today, this opportunity, this platform that you've given me to speak about my faith, Lord, and just to be a blessing to others. It is such a blessing to be a blessing to the people around us. Let us not forget that, God. And Lord, just thank you for the viewers that hear this message that resonates with their heart, God, that they receive something. Lord, I just pray that you bless them,
God,
and that you reveal your plan upon their life, Lord, and allow the faith to be activated just by hearing the word. So Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, God.
We bless the name of Jesus today, and Lord, just bless us all in his name. Amen. In
Jesus' name, amen. So look, this is the Big Bang. Make sure you tune in every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Times. We're bringing you all the greatest people in the faith world, anything supernatural to help you along this journey. I want to shout out our sponsors one more time. Got Success. Make sure you all check out gotsuccessstore.com. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you.